Hare Krishna. Arguments against design can't come without design. The design argument for the existence of God refers to the argument that things in the world are so complex, so intricate, so organized that they cannot have come by itself. They cannot have come by chance. They ultimately needed a designer, and that designer ultimately is God. Now, atheists say that this design argument is unscientific, and they try to ascribe such a design to the laws of nature, which they ultimately ascribe to chance. However, leave alone the laws of nature coming by chance, because the laws of nature are themselves so complex, so intricate, that they cannot have come by chance. Just like if there is a machine which is working very, a computer operated machine that is working very well, then we may find a software code according to the program of that software code, the machine is working. But that software code is not come by chance. That has to be written by someone. So similarly, the specific designs that have come over here in nature, the ascribing them to the laws of nature is like ascribing the behavior of a computer, the expertise of a computer controlled machine to the software code. It is correct, but it is not complete. We have to go beyond the laws of nature to see where those laws of nature have come from. And they have come ultimately from the supreme lawmaker. And not only that, the Bhagavad Gita offers us a comprehensive view of interconnectedness, where it shows that all of reality is interconnected. So everything exists within the jurisdiction of God. And even atheists and atheism exists within the jurisdiction of God. So, mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. In 15.15, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness come from me. That means that whatever knowledge and intelligence we have, that ultimately comes from Krishna. So, even the arguments against design which atheists use, even they can't come by chance. Even they don't come merely by some laws. If the arguments were coming by chance, then there is no need for atheists to claim credit for those arguments. To claim that these are arguments advanced by intelligent people, and that's why they should be believed. So, even the argument against design requires design. So we cannot wish away the necessity for design. And what the Bhagavad Gita explains is that our intelligence, the disposition of our intelligence is a function of our desire. So as we desire, we are given intelligence accordingly. So when atheists desire to live in an imaginary paradise without God, then accordingly they are given the intelligence to act by which to think and come out with ideas which refute the existence of God. And sometimes if by their past karma certain atheists have some brilliant rhetorical power, brilliant verbal power, brilliant intellectual power, then their arguments can be mesmerizing. Their arguments can be bewildering. They can be overwhelming. But a devotee, instead of losing faith in God because of these arguments, instead of getting misled by these arguments, sees that even these arguments cannot have come by chance. They have come from God. So, and a devotee feels inspired that God, who is the giver of intelligence to everyone, if he can give intelligence even to atheists to rail against his existence, So those who want to praise him, those who want to glorify him, those who want to offer their intelligence and devotion to him, how much more verbal, rhetorical, intellectual prowess he will give to his devotees. So rather than getting bewildered by the arguments against design, we can appreciate the design in those arguments and thereby appreciate the designer. The Bhagavad Gita explains in 10.42 that all wonderful things come from a spark of Krishna's splendor. So even the intelligence of the atheist comes from Krishna's splendor. From ultimately is a spark of Krishna's intelligence. And by seeing the connectedness of atheistic arguments with the supreme theistic reality, Krishna, even the expertise of atheism, of atheists, instead of destabilizing our faith, can strengthen our faith. Thank you. Hare Krishna.